should be afraid of, whatever the case may be. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it comes from. And I'm looking for an answer most of my life. As a little kid, I remember joining different extracurricular activities and thinking, okay, this is it now. This is going to be it. I'm going to be in band. I'm going to be an athlete. I'm going to be an academic scholar. That didn't last very long. But I'm going to do, you know, whatever it is to fill this hole inside of me. And nothing seems to do that. I had all of these characteristics, these little personality traits that I today attribute to alcoholism, but back then I just thought they were uniquely unto me, right? I would walk around, for example, I mean, I'm the type of person that I have a really racy mind, right? I'm always analyzing things and looking at things, and I perceive things and I interpret what they mean. I have almost a superpower to deduce what people mean by the looks they give me and the tones of voice. Have you ever had that? Have you ever had someone give you a look and you're like, hey, I know what the hell that is. Back off. Right? Nobody, I'm the guy you walk on eggshells around. You can't say the wrong thing. You can't say it in the wrong tone. Remember a guy one time in an AA meeting, this was after I sobered up, said to me, hey, Jeff, good to see you. I haven't seen you around here in a while. What the hell does that mean, right? You think you're more active than me? I'm way more active. I mean, just... You can't even say hello to me without triggering some kind of big debate. I feel inadequate. I lash out at people. I'm sensitive. I have a perception problem. I have emotions that run to extreme. I don't get blue. I get suicidal. Right? I'm not happy. I'm ecstatic. And I go, I'm not, that upsets me. I'm murderously rageful. Right? And I'm bouncing around from all these extreme emotions. And I don't know what any of this is. I have no idea where any of this comes from. And like I said, I've got this head that's constantly telling me things that aren't true, that's constantly putting my attention on the future, never where I'm at and what I'm doing, but always a what if this. And the greatest fear that I believe for me and a lot of alcoholics that I work with or spend time with is the fear of exposure. See, I secretly know I'm not enough. I've known it all my life. I pretend I am. I try and make my life look like I'm enough, and I try and fake it, but I secretly know that I'm not, and I'm terrified of the day when the rest of the world finally comes to that discovery. When the rest of the world finally comes and says, you're not at all who you pretend to be. And everything good in your life is somebody else's. It's gone. We're taking it. We're gone, you know? And I literally and sometimes think that that's what's going to happen. I take everything going on around me personal. I walk into a convenience store and some poor woman who's working behind the counter just doing her job smiles at me. I think this woman digs me, right? Whoa, there's serious electricity in the air. All right. Right, and if this doesn't get rectified quickly, this poor woman's now going to have a new stalker in her life, right? And which I'll explain later, but... And then I see she has a wedding ring and I crash back to earth. No one will ever love me. I'll never meet anyone. Right? I'm just off. And I don't know what to do with any of this. I don't know what's wrong with me. I know that I compare the way I feel to the way you look. And nobody looks like I feel. People look like they have it together. You know, I've heard it described in AA that it looked like everyone got this book, How to Live Life. You know, the basic principles on how to live life. And I missed that day of life lessons. I didn't have mine. I didn't know how to do the most basic of things. Sometimes still today, even little things, small talk can be difficult for me because I either go way too deep or I'm way too disinterested or I'm way too into my own head. I mean, just imagine going into, so I need a class on how to just talk to someone about the weather because that's way too complicated of a task for me. Anyway, I have all these deficiencies, all these little quirks, all these little things, and I don't know what any of it is. Now, in and of itself, this doesn't make me an alcoholic. But what's coming does. And what's coming is when I was 15, I found an answer that finally worked to all of these deficiencies. And that was alcohol. See, alcohol, while will become a problem in my life later on, alcohol has never been the problem. The problem for me has been this spiritual malady, this deficiency, this something inside of me that's missing, this hole in my soul. Alcohol has been the solution for me. Alcohol has an ability to go inside. It doesn't just give me a little bit of slurred speech. It alters my perception of reality quickly. It instantaneously almost can make